Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Perfect music for Ira Winderman here. Little Bone Thugs and Harmony to start off the hour. For Ira Winderman is going to join us right now from the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good, gentlemen. It's funny. A week ago on your show, I mentioned the possibility, would you consider trading Justice Winslow and Tyler Hero for Bradley Beal? Guys, isn't it crazy how in just 1 week the narrative on what people think the Heat should do has completely changed?
Well, I didn't know. I heard little things in summer league basketball from you on how good potentially he was. But he's taken from summer league basketball to what he's doing now. And I know it's only preseason, and you've seen a lot of them, but this is about as good as we've seen out of a first-round pick for fitting in. And the confidence this 19-year-old kid has is ridiculous.
Yeah, I would put it up there with Dwayne Wade as a rookie. Remember, he came in as a point guard, so he wasn't the dramatic scorer. He finished his career. Caron Butler came in. We saw right away how polished he is. Yeah, definitely trending ahead of where Bam Adebayo and Justice Winslow were. So it certainly is confidence inspiring, and yet, guys, I do say to myself this, I caution this, it's only been summer league so far, it's only been NBA preseason so far, and I thought it was so curious in the story I wrote for the Sun Sentinel today, how Eric Spoelstra spoke about, and it's always the case with this team, yeah, but can he play defense? I don't know if I'm going to start him, I need to see if he can play defense. So they're not letting this kid slide just because he can shoot. They're expecting him to become a complete player, so I still think they want to see more from him on the defensive end. But, yeah, to start right now, when you draft where they drafted at number 13, to wind up with a player like that, already his rookie of the year odds have come down from 100 to 1 to 40 to 1. So, obviously, people are noticing beyond South Florida.
Well, we talked about this the other day, me and Joe on the air, and we talked about Justice Winslow when he came in here, and it was like, all right, well, we got our guy. Look at athletic, defensive stopper. Just needs to work on his jump shot, and he'll be good soon. It's kind of the opposite here, but if you had to pick and choose, wouldn't you rather have it the opposite this way, where the guy comes in as a deadly shooter, and yeah, he'll learn the defensive scheme through the Heat, and he's got Jimmy Butler and Justice and other guys there to kind of learn from also. But this is the kind of the opposite you need on this team. You need some scoring.
Yeah, and here's the other thing, Zach, about that is when Justice Winslow came in, we knew he did a lot of things well. He was like a five-tool player, you know, and he was maybe a 7 out of 10 in each of them. But he didn't have the one specific thing where you said to yourself, okay, Justice Winslow has this definitive NBA talent. The one thing about Tyler Hero, he can shoot. If there's nothing else and there is more, at least he could do that. So I would say the biggest key here is, yes, shooting is what you want in today's NBA. But he has an NBA-level skill. When you put him out on the court, he's going to do one NBA thing probably as well as anyone this side of Devin Booker. You have that. The other guys they brought in recently, the young players, like I mentioned, Bam Adebayo, Justice Winslow, you still didn't know what's the one thing they do at an elite NBA level. I'm not so sure there is one yet for Bam Adebayo. I'm not sure there is one yet where you could say with Justice Winslow, he does this as a 9 or 10 out of 10 in the NBA. That's what's encouraging about Tyler Hero. You know that he can definitively do one thing and therefore feel a lot more confident potentially even starting him as a rookie.
Does Spoelstra know pretty much who he's going to start and who's coming off the bench? Is everything set, you think? I know we got a couple preseason games left, but he knows?
You know, Joe, if it wasn't so fluid, I would say yes. But the fact that Kelly Olynyk is still sidelined from that August knee injury with the Canadian national team, the fact that James Johnson has only had really two full practices with the team, Deion Waiters has missed the last 4 days because of a family emergency back in Philadelphia. So he's still fluid with who he can play. I believe he's going to go with a rotation of Bam Adebayo in the power rotation, either Leonard or Olynyk to start the season, depending if Kelly is ready, and then probably going to round that out with in the starting lineup, going with Jimmy Butler, going with Justice Winslow, and honestly, yeah, I think starting Tyler Hero is not out of the question.
Wow.
Which means all of a sudden, Deion Waiters and Goran Dragic,
wow, your
7-11 backcourt you had before, is now coming off the bench. I think Goran Dragic will be fine with that. He knows he's 33, coming off knee surgery, wearing a pretty bulky knee brace. I am waiting to get to practice today to hear the latest from, hey, Deion, life is a reserve. What do you think? I think that's where Eric Spoelstra is going to have to tiptoe around a little bit until we get into opening night a week from tonight.
Is Spo pretty good, by the way? That's always been a question through the years. Is communication, especially when he knows it could be an issue with a guy that wants to start or wants to play, he'll obviously talk to Deion Waiters ahead of time, right? He's not going to, hey, this is what I'm doing today. Like, he lets
You know what, Joe? He would if he was fully confident. In other words, I think he's already had the conversation with Goran that Justice is our playmaker. We're going to go in that direction. I'm not sure that Eric Spoelstra right now, 1 week from the start of the season, is completely sold that Tyler Hero will be in his starting lineup. I think he wants to get at least one or two more bites of that apple just to be sure. So we won't say anything till Deion until then. I think Eric Spoelstra is also honest with those guys who can handle the truth, you know, almost like Jack Nicholson. Like, I'm not so sure that Deion will ever handle the truth of being told, we prefer you to come off the bench. That even if Deion does come off the bench in game one, I think in Deion's mind, okay, but I'll start game two or I'll start game three. So it's almost going to be like when Hassan Whiteside was coming off the bench. I think it's going to have to be an ongoing massaging by Eric Spoelstra also.
I'm no sports psychologist, but I'm thinking at this point, Deion Waiters doesn't start game one, game two, or game three, then we're going to have a problem here by trade deadline where he's going to want out. Like, he's not going to want to be here if Tyler Hero is starting over him.
You know what? And that's where an agent has to get his player and sit down with him and going, Deion, you are in no position to demand a trade because there is no trade. You guys know this from the Dolphins. Agents are always working in the background. If my guy's going to demand a trade or want a trade, can you actually make a trade? It'd be like James Johnson, who in my estimation will be out of the rotation, demanding a trade. Well, you can't because no one is taking you. Right now, the best thing Deion Waiters can do is to build his value with only 2 years left on his contract. He'll be an expiring contract next year. And maybe a contender says, you know what, that guy is playing gangbusters off the bench. That's a role we need on our team. We'd be interested. So I think even if Deion is seething, I don't think there'll be a trade demand because to have a trade demand, first you have to create trade value. I think that's all pretty premature.
Hey, Ira, how's the Miami Heat handling the whole Chinese thing? What's going on in China? How?
Blissfully on the sideline for one reason. They had two major Chinese sneaker endorsers on the team last year and previous years, Dwayne Wade and Udonis Haslem, who is part of Dwayne's deal. The fact that Dwayne is not here makes it so much easier. And when Dwayne was at Jason Jackson's celebrity roast over the weekend, when they brought him out on the red carpet for the people who were there, the first thing they said is, no China questions. So Dwayne is very much in the same boat as LeBron. As a matter of fact, more so than LeBron for this reason. That's Dwayne's entire sneaker endorsement is leaning based in China. LeBron can always find some other domestic element if he wants. He's still playing. I think if Dwayne was here, it would be much more of a story. God bless Udonis Haslem, but outside of the 305, I mean 786 and the 954, how many kids do you think are telling their parents, hey, I want a pair of those Udonis Haslem leaning sneakers? So I think the Heat are on the sideline, happy for that, but the Houston Rockets are here on Friday night. So I do wonder how much of this is still following Daryl Morey after his tweet about Hong Kong, and how much is it going to be an ongoing roadshow with the Rockets where every time they do media, their PR staff is going to say, guys, basketball questions only, like it was for the last time the Rockets played.
Well, I think there's a lot more pressure on LeBron than Dwayne. LeBron couldn't have handled things worse than those dumbass comments he made the other day.
He totally butchered it. He totally cut into his message of his wonderful domestic social messages he's been getting out, which really have been terrific and pointing, you know, information in the right way. I think, Joe, what has happened is this. Is the player said, well, this is just freedom of speech, and that's up to each individual country. We can't give our ideals to other people. But then the players, now everyone is looking so much in more into the human rights violations in China that it's become something very difficult to tiptoe around. And I think NBA players are saying this: why don't you hold Apple and other major companies to the standards you want to hold us? Joe, this is the divide. Roger Goodell said basically from the get-go, we're not the social network, the social needs league. We're a sports league. Of course, the NFL doesn't play, doesn't market in China. It's
right.
Easy for them. The NBA came out at Adam Silver and our wonderful social initiatives, of which they are. Well, you can't have it both ways. The NBA, the NFL basically says this: we want to suck every last dollar out that's possible. We are about the money. If the NBA goes in with a different message, you can't stop the message halfway through and go, no, we're the domestic social awareness league. We're not the international social awareness league. They're screwed because you can't play it halfway, because you can't say, wait a minute, but there's social injustice where you're also selling your product, you're marketing your preseason games and selling your sneakers. This is a very delicate dance. You know what? I think LeBron has been great when he's spoken most of the time. I don't think he can win any time he speaks on this issue, except for saying, I no longer will sell sneakers in China. And we all know that's not going to happen.
No. Yeah. I just wish he'd come out and go, look, at you guys would do the same thing, man. We ain't talking about I'm making a lot of damn money. I'm making more money over there than any other NBA player because I'm LeBron James. So you guys understand
what this
is about. It's about dough.
And if he says that, and Ira Winderman follows up with a question, but what about the social and human rights violations where you're making your profits? What about that dirty money? How does he answer that? There's no way to answer that. The people at Apple and other places can just hide in their corporate offices with their PR machine. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think this is when, if you want the money grab, you hide behind your PR apparatus. If you want to speak strongly in human rights and what's right, human rights are the same here, there, or everywhere. It's not black or white. It's not domestic or international. No. There are right ways and there are wrong ways. The NBA can easily just say this: hey, we won't make as much money. Our owners won't be as rich as Jerry Jones. Mm. We're still going to make plenty of money and be fine. But everyone wants that additional dollar, that next dollar.
I don't think any league would do that. I don't. I know the NFL wouldn't. If they were over there, Roger would be like –
kissing as much butt as he could. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, and Roger's so happy he's not there. And the NBA is in Turkey right now and his cancer situation and what's going on there. How do you put a happy face on that? Telling Turkey, you can televise all of our games, but if you don't want to show the Celtics because of Enes Kanter, it's okay this year. That's the thing is, when do you stop chasing every last dollar? And as you said, Joe, most businesses, if not any businesses, won't do that. They're in the business of making money. LeBron James is in the business of making money. Dwayne Wade is in the business of making money.
Right.
Maybe the people out there who would say they wouldn't honestly, not hypothetically, but say, hey, my company did business with countries X, Y, and Z. We realize it's wrong. You know what? Then they can talk all they want. But I think most people, Dave Hyde wrote this in his column, would chase the dollar in the global economy, just like most people, Joe, who are driving around right now. Would you pay more for your electronics or clothing products if we didn't trade anymore with China? You could say it all you want, but when you go to buy your next HGTV to get that 50 TV in your house, are you willing to spend $400, $500, $600 more because it's not made in China? So I think a lot of people are being two-faced about that. You know what? The people who are driving around now listening to 560 to Joe, who says, you're right, I'm not buying any more Chinese products, then they have every right to speak out and condemn NBA players on this. Otherwise, I think we're all complicit to a degree.
Well, that's what you get for working for the second most popular sport in the world. That's what you get, Ira.
Yep. Way to go, Ira.
What a great
– chasing that dollar.
What a great problem to have. We're the second most popular sport in the world, man, next to soccer.
That's right.
It's crazy, yeah.
And now I know my phone's going to be tapped going forward when I call you guys in. So
correct.
That's good also.
Call us from the burner phone from now on. See you later, Ira.
See you, Ira.
Exactly. Thanks, guys.
Ira's got that secret phone in his pocket somewhere. By the way, we're going to have a cool giveaway in the 9 o'clock hour. We got another one of those Zaffer Rum Cornhole the entire setups for you. So we'll have that in the 9 o'clock hour for you. So keep listening for that. We'll give it away about an hour from now.
Wow, they'll be able to have that for the Canes game.
That's right.
Against Georgia Tech.
That's right.
Wow, that's good.
Some cool stuff going on. Yeah. So 9 o'clock hour, make sure you listen to that. Zaffer Rum gave us some really cool cornhole things to give out. So we'll have that in the 9 o'clock hour for you. Oh, this makes me happy already.
Oh, no. This is where we get a little dirty. This is where you got to take an extra shower right here.
It's okay.
It's been a while since we checked in on our favorite killer.
I know.
What's OJ up to, man?
All right, so we're going to backtrack a little bit to Sunday here since we weren't able to get to it. Busy last All couple right. of days. So we're going to do – there's actually three clips that we're going to play from OJ here leading up to last night in his political commentary. So we have a little bit of everything here from OJ. Let's start it off with a little
– That's what everybody cares about.
I didn't know that.
Little football on Sunday.
Hey, Twitter world. Sunday. My bad luck continues. My tight end, Disley, he's already got me four touchdowns, Achilles. So he joins the other marching wounded that I have. I got a question, Watson, down in Houston. I understand Fuller is great and when you throw the ball to him, but I'm watching this game today. Fuller's double team. Isn't DeAndre Hopkins like one of the top three receivers in the game of football? Can you throw one or two more passes to him? I'm just saying.
I missed it.
I love that.
All right. What do you got?
All right. So the caption on that tweet was, "So it continues." And we get to the replies here. That's not bad luck, you murderer. It's karma. Hopefully it gets much, much worse. Me too, Juice. My team is in the same boat or Bronco as yours. Just remember, if your fantasy team ain't it, then you can simply just quit.
That was good. That was well done.
They're back.
They're back. I missed them.
They're back.
Hearing him say, "Hey, Twitter world," with this sad voice is like a knife through the heart. Hope everything gets better for you, OJ.
Oh, God.
Goes through comments to see if anyone's got anything to say about football. Nope, just more murder jokes. Gurley, Will Disley, Nicole Brown, Ron Goldman, everyone is seemingly wounded. You'll bounce back, Juice. I know it.
Those make me feel a little dirty.
You better listen to him or you'll end up like Nicole and Ron. OJ don't like to be disappointed. I'm just saying.
Oh, no. I'm just saying.
It could be worse. Just think how badly Ron Goldman is doing.
Oh, God.
You know what doesn't continue? The lives of the people you killed. Thanks, OJ. And then finally, did he just say the word killing in this video? Holy bleep. You guys ready for more?
Yeah, that's going to be tough to beat, though.
Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Well, things are getting clearer now. We now know for sure that the Rams aren't who we thought they were. I think Belichick showed everybody, teams with talent, how to play the Rams. 7 points? Come on. They had another game with like 3 points or something. The game behind us is not over, but it appears no matter how it ends, maybe the Cowboys are not who we thought they were. And for all of us who were cheering, the Cleveland Browns are definitely not who we thought they were. If they're your teams, sorry. Just saying. Take care.
All right. Just saying.
I live for that.
Just saying.
Just so you guys know, I set this up for you. The first two videos, the ones that we just played, those are from Sunday, and you hear all the noise in the background.
He's a sports bar.
He's
right?
at that same sports bar that he's always at with that same group of people.
Yeah, he's watching the internet.
He's got a good group of friends, though, and they have fun.
Well,
he's
enjoying himself. They're scared not to show up on Sunday.
So the caption on that tweet there was, "They're not who we thought they were."
Oh, God.
First reply from the president of the Not Who We Thought You Were club. Of course, OJ. "You aren't who Nicole thought you were either."
Oh. Good God.
"Maybe the Ram, Cowboys, and Browns receivers aren't wearing gloves that fit. Hard to get the job done right without the right size gloves. Maybe if Dak Prescott took more stabs at the end zone, the Cowboys would be a killer of a team."
Oh, man. God. That's low.
"You've been sitting at that bar for 4 hours now. How many bottles did you kill?" "Likewise, you aren't who we thought you were. We all thought you were a double murderer, but the courts didn't."
Oof. It's true.
Hey, these people are brutal.
"Damn, OJ taking stabs at the Nicole Browns. I mean the Cleveland Browns." "Damn, Juice, where's that waitress from earlier? Is she still alive?"
Oh, God.
I thought you were a football player until you cut your wife's head off. Fooled me.
Jeez.
Who sends that? Who sends that to somebody?
I laughed.
Funny people.
I laughed.
You guys ready for one more?
Oh, God.
Yeah. Political OJ?
Oh, yes. All right. This is what I've been waiting
for. Hey, Twitter world, yours truly. Now, normally today I'd be talking about fantasy football, but today is politics. Tonight we have the debates, 12 people on stage telling us why we should vote for them. Now, it doesn't matter which side of the aisle you're on. I think everybody should be watching this because these are people who think they're capable of running our country. And I just hope that they spend their time telling us about their qualifications and their plans and why they should be voted for and not waste time talking about innuendos and rumors. But you know what I would rather see, really, at least in the next month or so, I would rather see four people on a stage talking to a panel. And those four people are Jimmy Carter, Bill Clinton, George W. Bush, and Barack Obama. I would like to see a panel questioning them about the situation and the state of the world today and what they would do. These four men sat in the White House for a total of 28 years, and I think the public would like to hear how they would be handling things today, decisions they would be making. I'm just saying. Take care.
All right. So a little different side to OJ. Oh,
it's going to be bad.
So the caption on that video was, "What would the other four living presidents do?"
Oh, no. Oh, no. You don't even have to read any. I'm good.
Thank you for the kind words, OJ. We could use your stable leadership in the White House. You should consider taking a stab at it.
I knew it.
Hey, Juice, you're not the sharpest knife in the kitchen, but I like that you're thinking things through a little more these days. I like the idea. It's just a little chopped up. Not the sharpest knife in the kitchen.
That's a good one, man.
Well, I can tell you what they wouldn't do. They wouldn't practically separate the head from the body of any of their family members and their friends, that's for sure. Oh, God. Four presidents would be interesting, but I'd rather see 12 jurors asked how they would respond to evidence today. I'm just saying. He's not wrong. A double murderer, yes, but he actually has a point here. Always good of you to specify living in your posts.
That's it. I knew it. I knew that was coming. I knew it.
OJ, you shouldn't believe everything the media says. Man-made global warming is as true as your innocence.
Oh, God. Jeez.
Did you find Nicole's killer yet? Do you need a mirror?
Oh, God.
And then finally, all unrelated here. You guys want a little trivia question?
Of course.
Can anyone guess OJ's favorite Ninja Turtle character and his 2019 Halloween costume?
Oh, no. It's got to be Michelangelo?
The Shredder.
The Shredder. Oh, trick question. Trick.
Oh, man.
I mean,
he is a Ninja Turtle character. He's the bad guy.
Yeah. Oh.
All right. That was.
I think we needed that.
That
huh?
was strong, man. You just put them all together. It's a little OJ buildup right there.
We had it.
Yeah.
We had a lot of people asking for it.
Had the whole thing. I feel a little dirty. That might
oh,
be.
Oh, no,
a,
I'm dirty.
That's a double shower right there.
I'm dirty.
That's a new cologne, new deo. That's a. Woo! That's bad. Thank you.
Thank you. You just say thank you.
Oh, man.
I know you were thanking, but you're welcome.
We're going to. Well, we needed that. We're going to break here. But
oh, yeah, the texts are coming in. One is my favorite segment. The other one is you guys are disgusting.
Yeah, it's bad. Yeah. No, it's terrible.
Yeah.
We should be ripped. It's just, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's really, it's funny. Sorry.
Boy, the people that troll him.
Oh, man. It's not even trolling at this
point.
It's
creative.
He trolls.
No,
and
no.
They're just writing back.
But they're creative going back. Yeah. So creative. Anyway, what else you
people
got
are very sensitive, by the way. Like, I'm reading some of the text now. It is a little bit weird.
That,
like, this guy threw our kids in there.
Right, right.
It's just weird.
That's I didn't read the whole text when he said we were
I just want to let you know I got other problems with my kids right now, so I can't. Sorry.
Well, the guy asked, what if they were hacked by OJ?
Yeah. Like, if your kids were hacked by OJ, would you still be laughing at this?
I didn't really think about it so many years ago. I haven't had a chance to think about it. I still think people...
We'll do that in our post-show meeting.
I would say people missed the boat, but like I'm so tired of talking about it. These are people going after OJ, and people just don't get it.
That's what we're laughing at. People understand that, right?
People are super sensitive right now.
Oh, yeah. Well, we live in a super sensitive society.
Well, comedy's supposed to be a little uncomfortable.
Yeah.
People are not into that these days, but...
No.
That's all right. All right, welcome back. We got big old 9 o'clock hour coming up. Jim Nagy, ESPN analyst and executive director for the Senior Bowl, will join us. And then we'll go to Brent Stover from CBS Sports Network for college football and jump in on some of that stuff as we're rolling on. We got some great games coming up over the next few weeks. I hope LSU and Alabama. Alabama's going to be undefeated. I hope LSU stays undefeated. You don't get 1-2 very often. Even 1-3, it'd be great.
Yep. Did you see last night on ESPN? Did you watch any of that? They had a college football like special on last night. They had like Joey Galloway, Kirk Herbstreit, David Pollack, and Jesse Palmer all give their top five list of what they thought the top five was going to look like. And I think 2 weeks is when the first rankings come out. All four guys had different number ones. One had Ohio State, one had LSU, one had Alabama. Like, everyone had a different number one, and I don't know what the rankings are going to come out and look like in 2 weeks, if that's basically what it looks like right now. Because Alabama is – oh, Clemson. Clemson was the other one. Because Joey Galloway's point was Clemson hasn't lost in their defending national champions. You can't move them down. Alabama showed the best. You can't do anything with them. LSU's been battle-tested. Look what they've done. And look at Ohio State. Look what they've done through the Big Ten.
They could all make an argument.
Right, right.
According to which way you want to go, they can all make an argument on who's got the best team. But it's all going to play out because they've all got pretty good competition coming up.
Yep.
Getting through the SEC.
Correct.
We got, you know, you got the conference championship game for all of them.
Easiest run for all those four teams I just mentioned to get to that Final Four would be who?
Clemson.
Clemson through the ACC, right?
Correct.
Yep. Alabama's got to play LSU.
You know what, though? Sometimes I don't read it. Clemson has one scare every year. They had a scare last year.
Yep.
Syracuse.
Yeah, that's right.
And yet, then they go on and pound Alabama.
Which was just weird.
So, we haven't seen the best of that quarterback yet. He really hadn't had to do much. He's throwing... Everybody's talking about this guy. If you looked at his numbers, which I'm like everybody else. I watch him make a few throws against Florida State. Now, he'll turn around and make a bad throw and stuff. But he is – he just looks a little different than all these guys we're talking about right now. I totally get it. But by the way, for everybody who wants to wait for Trevor in 2 years, you can't wait on one guy. You just can't wait on one guy. Too many things can happen. And you can't double tank. You can't – kind of lost in everything is you can't double tank unless you just are basically telling your fan base to leave us alone and don't come back. And we want to play an empty stadium with nobody around.
Although the opposite side of that is look at Cleveland. Look what they did. They double tanked. They went 1-31 in two seasons. They got Baker. They got Myles Garrett. They got good draft picks. Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry.
No way. No way.
I mean, they're struggling this year, though.
No way. I would prefer not to do that. I get what you're saying, but would prefer. By the way, a lot of stuff going on in the NFL. Rams make the big move. Rams are just all in. It's L.A. We're trying to win now. They trade Marcus Peters. I guess nobody really read in. It's like, what the hell are they doing? They traded Marcus Peters. So now we can't afford him next year. So trade him to the Ravens. And you're going, and I never even put it all together. Next thing you know, Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Rams. And it's for 2 first-round picks and a 4th-round pick. I think we all knew it was going to be two first-round picks. He's one of the best players in football. And I'm guessing his bad back will now be healthy.
Oh, he saw the secret doctor overnight. He's going to play Sunday.
I'm guessing they got really good doctors out there, and so he'll pass his physical and be good to go. So he's out where he's obviously the one never traded for him unless they knew they could afford to sign him. So Jalen Ramsey to the Rams for 2 1s this year and next year, and a 4th-round pick in 2021. And now we'll see what comes next. But the other news coming up is Ryan Tannehill, who I thought would be one of the first quarterbacks to start, and he's actually not.
Marcus Mariota has been benched, which, by the way, is they will never re-sign him. He's done. He's done.
You're going to give him $100 million? Come on.
It's over. Ryan Tannehill now will be, I think, a Band-Aid for the job, and they're going to draft a quarterback in the first round.
I think they draft a quarterback, and it might be a first-round guy, but I just have this eerie feeling like we had for a couple of years. Ryan Tannehill just does enough to tease you. Where you think we could go with him. He's on a one-year deal.
But, Zach, here's the problem. Everybody's watched. It wasn't just us watching him tease us. The rest of the league got to see the tease, too. And he's going to do the same thing there.
I know.
Like the other day.
Could Mike Vrabel eat the
bait?
Like
the other day, he had something nice going. He throws an interception. Like, he's – and I got nothing against him. Hope it works out for him. But nobody in their right mind's going – even if he finished great going, man, we got our guy, Ryan Tannehill. No, he's 30 years old. This is not a 25-year-old.
Right, okay.
This is a guy that's had different people. Not saying it's all.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
His fault, which we always say when you play for the Miami Dolphins, it's not all the quarterback. Probably could have done a better job of working and getting better players around you, which has been the story for two decades. But there's no way. So I'm looking now, Cincinnati, Tampa Bay's going to go get a quarterback in the first round. There's no way they're trusting Jameis Winston. No way for one of these big contracts coming up. You got to see. If I'm going to give you $100-plus million, which, by the way, is on the cheap side now, to be the quarterback, I got to see more than what you do where your roller coaster plan, where 1 week you're great, 1 week you throw five picks, 1 week you're great, 2 weeks you're great, then all of a sudden you throw and make three stupid throws. So I think Cincinnati, Tampa Bay, and Tennessee will join the we need a quarterback club.
Yep. I think you got to throw Denver in the mix. You already said Cincinnati. There's going to be four or five or six teams, I think, now.
Every year.
That are going to be in the mix. We thought in the beginning of the season it's probably just us. It's probably maybe Cincinnati because of what's going on there.
Well, we got Jim Nagy, who I think is as good as there is. He's really good. He puts together Senior Bowl. It's his baby. And not only executive director of the Senior Bowl, but ESPN's hired him because he's so good at what he does.
He's really good.
Because he's going out scouting the best players to play in his game. So he sees everybody. And we're going to talk to him about all these positions. Instead of doing the drafts that everybody likes to do, the mock drafts early, which there was another one out yesterday.
Saw it.
Six quarterbacks, 13 picks. Top 13 picks. Had them loaded at the top.
Right.
We're going to talk to Jim Nagy about all that stuff coming up.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!